Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then? What do you mean, I don't like spam?
Spam, 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 spam.
This is Lifespam. Give us 5 minutes of your life and we'll fill it with spam. All right, Lifespam wants you to play DMV Bingo. Brand new game for whenever you are availing yourselves of public services. Now, I was down at the District of Motor Vehicles here in the USA, the DMV of the USA, earlier this week. A tedious and slow process of getting, well, life necessities taken care of. I know that sounds very mundane and very unexciting, but then doing things like getting your plumbing fixed or going to the DMV or waiting for someone to fix your fridge, well, life seems to be full of unexciting, uneventful mile markers such as that. Anyway, I've found a way to make the process of waiting in the DMV more exciting. Like I say, it's this game called DMV Bingo. Now, when you go to the DMV here in America, you walk in, you go to a desk, and you tell them what you're there for. New license, registration, paying something or other, who knows what. And you get a number. They give you a little, you know, 2x2 inch piece of paper. And at the DMV here, it will have a letter on it, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and it will have numbers on it, anything from 1 to 99. So you get your little piece of paper, K24, and you go and sit down. Now, K24, that could mean anything. It's not like going to a delicatessen where you're getting a sandwich where it says take a number, and you take your number and it says 51, and you look at the board behind, and the board behind will say now serving 42, you're standing there looking at it thinking, yep, I've got about a 10 to 12 minute wait. No, in DMV, it's a little bit more complex than that. K21. So you go and sit down in your chairs and you're looking around at the rest of, I don't know, your neighbors, your fellow members of humanity who are all having to take up time out of their miserable day to do the even more miserable and onerous task of something very mundane down at the DMV. You sit there and all around are TV screens. And the TV screens display a list of numbers and letters, the number letter combination. So it'll be A14, C81, F12. They'll all be up on this board and across from the numbers in another column will be, you know, the numbers of the little desks that are going to take care of you, 1 through 12. And every now and again, there'll be a jingle over the PA system. And a very polite voice will call out, A24, now serving desk 12. And the board will flash, A24 will flash. And the other column, desk 12, that will be flashing too. And it means that if you're holding the ticket A12, you are a winner. You're about to go to the front of the line to go and get your registration, your license, your paying whatever, to go and get your mundane business taken care of there by the cream of public service. It's all very exciting. You sit there. You clutch a little bit of paper and you await this nice voice to follow this little jingle. And you look up at the board and you'll see what letters have been drawn, what combination of letters and numbers are now being up there and what desk you're going to get to go to. And you'll glance back down at your bit of paper to see if you are a winner, to see if you are next to get taken care of. K21. B14. Now go to desk 3. F9, now go to desk 12. Please go to counter. Very exciting stuff. Now, I'm one of those people. Anytime I go anywhere where I've had to take a number or I've had to take a piece of paper, I will clutch that thing and I will continue to look at it for the duration. I go to a chicken place, rotisserie chicken, very, very popular. Peruvian style chicken, which basically means it's brined in a mix that has about 15 tons of salt in it to bring out the flavor, but very, very tasty. Same thing, you go in there, you go to the front, you make your order, and you get your little receipt, and on the receipt will be numbers. 24, 69. And you clutch a number and you wait in line for your chicken order to be put together. Now, I'm one of those people, as I said, who continually looks at my little shit of paper. Anytime it's called, I look down to see if I'm a winner. I'm clearly not very bright. I have terrible short-term memory, so I cannot go in, draw a number, 72. I don't seem to be able to remember that. I have to continually look down at my bit of paper every time a new number is called. Ooh, is it me? Is it me? If I'm number 72 and the number 59 is called, I still have to look down to see, ooh, maybe my 72 has magically transformed into the number 59. It's exciting stuff. DMV bingo for the ennui of this generation. Continually looking down at my little chit. Every time, boom, the jingle plays. One thing I noticed in DMV this week, when I was in there, was the voice is a rather familiar tone of voice, like this.
Ticket number C49, please go to counter 6. Ticket number I10, please go to counter 19. Ticket number I10, please go to counter 19.
Now, you're probably sitting there thinking, well, that sounds very polite, sounds very officious, but I was struck here in the great US of A how the voice over the tannoy in the DMV where I'm playing DMV bingo was a very nice British voice. There you go. We may not have an empire anymore, but we have left behind the signs of a once great civil service nation that only British civil service voices can be trusted with announcing DMV bingo down at your local public sector office. I don't know. We used to rule the world. Now we just rule, I don't know, the office airwaves. I don't know. Maybe your wait seems classier if it's punctuated by a nice British voice. But I'm sitting there in a DMV, bored out of my skull, just staring at this screen and staring at my chit, hoping that I'm going to be next. I don't know. There seems, maybe it's this sort of a nice sort of a patina of class. The people in Downton Abbey, they didn't have to go to the DMV, but you know something? Your generation does. But hey, if we talk to you in a voice reminiscent of Downton Abbey, the whole experience may seem somehow more soothing, more classy. Not so much in the chicken place. Much say when you go to the chicken place, it's like I said, it's Peruvian chicken place. Large Central and South American population near where Lifespan lives. And the guy at the counter, yeah, he ain't mucking around with any faux British voice to make your wait for chicken seem classy. It would be, and again, I don't mean this in any sort of racial prejudicial form as I now butcher an accent, but he'll be calling out number 69, number 69. And yes, I'll look at my ticket to see if my number 81 has magically transformed to get me to the front of the line. Two very different experiences. Still standing in line, waiting with your number, playing DMV bingo. Oh yeah. Who says real life can't have its excitements?
Never used to crack a cyber solo. For me, myself, and I is all I've ever known. I never felt the need to have a hand to hold. And everything I do, I take complete control. That's where I'm coming from. wrong.